The Mindful Geek, Mindfulness and Meditation for People Who Think Too Much. By Michael W. Taft. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mindful Geek, Mindfulness and Meditation for People Who Think Too Much by Michael W. Taft is a book that explores the power of mindfulness and meditation to help people who think too much. The author explains how mindfulness can be used to reduce stress, increase focus, improve relationships, and even enhance creativity. He also provides practical advice on how to incorporate mindfulness into everyday life. Taft begins by discussing the concept of mindfulness, the practice of being aware in the present moment without judgment or attachment. He explains why it is important for those who think too much, as well as its potential benefits such as reducing stress levels and improving concentration. He then goes on to discuss different types of meditation practices such as breath awareness, body scan meditations, loving-kindness meditations, visualizations, mantra recitation, and more. In addition to providing an overview of various meditation techniques, Taft offers tips on how to make them part of your daily routine. He emphasizes the importance of consistency when practicing mindfulness so that it becomes a habit rather than something you do occasionally or sporadically. Additionally, he discusses ways in which one can use mindful awareness throughout their day-to-day activities like eating meals or engaging in conversations with others. Finally, Taft addresses common obstacles that may arise while trying to establish a regular practice, including lack of motivation or difficulty staying focused during sessions. To address these issues, he suggests strategies such as setting realistic goals for yourself or finding an accountability partner who will help keep you motivated. Overall, The Mindful Geek provides readers with an accessible introduction into the world of mindfulness and meditation, along with practical advice on how they can incorporate these practices into their lives in order to reap its many benefits. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for managing stress and anxiety. Mindfulness is a practice of focusing on the present moment and being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It can help us to reduce stress and anxiety by allowing us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number two. Meditation is a form of mindfulness. Meditation is a practice of focusing on the present moment and being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It can help us to cultivate a sense of inner peace and clarity, and to gain insight into our own minds. Main idea number three. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. By becoming more aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can gain insight into our own minds and learn to respond to our thoughts and feelings in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number four. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our body. By becoming more aware of our body, we can learn to recognize physical sensations and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number five. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our environment. By becoming more aware of our environment, we can learn to recognize the impact of our environment on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number six. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our relationships. By becoming more aware of our relationships, we can learn to recognize the impact of our relationships on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number seven. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our behavior. By becoming more aware of our behavior, we can learn to recognize the impact of our behavior on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and beliefs. By becoming more aware of our thoughts and beliefs, we can learn to recognize the impact of our thoughts and beliefs on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our emotions. By becoming more aware of our emotions, we can learn to recognize the impact of our emotions on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our values. By becoming more aware of our values, we can learn to recognize the impact of our values on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 11. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our intentions. By becoming more aware of our intentions, we can learn to recognize the impact of our intentions on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our habits. By becoming more aware of our habits, we can learn to recognize the impact of our habits on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 13. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our reactions. By becoming more aware of our reactions, we can learn to recognize the impact of our reactions on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 14. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our triggers. By becoming more aware of our triggers, we can learn to recognize the impact of our triggers on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 15. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our patterns. By becoming more aware of our patterns, we can learn to recognize the impact of our patterns on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our stories. By becoming more aware of our stories, we can learn to recognize the impact of our stories on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 17. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our inner critic. By becoming more aware of our inner critic, we can learn to recognize the impact of our inner critic on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 18. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our inner wisdom. By becoming more aware of our inner wisdom, we can learn to recognize the impact of our inner wisdom on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 19. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our spiritual connection. By becoming more aware of our spiritual connection, we can learn to recognize the impact of our spiritual connection on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main idea number 20. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our purpose. By becoming more aware of our purpose, we can learn to recognize the impact of our purpose on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for managing stress and anxiety. It helps us to become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment or attachment. By observing our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them, we can reduce the intensity of our stress and anxiety. When practicing mindfulness, it's important to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the future or ruminating over the past. We can observe our thoughts as if they were clouds passing through the sky, simply noticing them without getting attached to them or trying to change them. This allows us to gain perspective on our worries and anxieties so that we can respond more calmly. Mindfulness also encourages us to be kinder towards ourselves by recognizing that all emotions are valid experiences. Instead of judging ourselves harshly for feeling anxious or overwhelmed, we can accept these feelings with compassion and understanding. By taking time each day for mindful practice, whether it's meditation, yoga, journaling, walking in nature, we can learn how to manage stress and anxiety more effectively. Main idea number two. Meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating mindfulness. It involves focusing on the present moment and being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Through meditation, we can learn to observe our own minds with greater clarity and insight. This practice helps us to become more mindful of our inner experience, allowing us to better understand ourselves and make wiser decisions in life. Mindfulness meditation also has many physical benefits. Studies have shown that regular practice can reduce stress levels, improve concentration, increase emotional resilience, boost immunity, lower blood pressure, reduce inflammation in the body, and even slow down aging. The key to successful meditation is consistency. It's important to set aside time each day for your practice so that you can reap its full benefits over time. With patience and dedication, you will find yourself becoming increasingly mindful as your practice deepens. Main idea number three. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment. We can recognize when a thought is arising, acknowledge it, and then let it go. This practice helps us to gain insight into the patterns of our thinking so that we can respond in a more mindful way. Meditation also helps us to become more aware of our emotions. By taking time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, we are able to take stock of how we feel in any given moment. We may notice physical sensations such as tightness in the chest or tension in the shoulders, which indicate underlying emotional states such as anxiety or anger. With this awareness comes an opportunity for self-compassion. By recognizing these feelings without judgment, we can begin to understand them better and find ways to manage them. By becoming more aware of our thoughts and feelings through mindfulness and meditation practices, we open ourselves up to greater understanding about who we are on a deeper level. This knowledge allows us not only to be kinder towards ourselves but also those around us. Main idea number four. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our body. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize physical sensations such as tension, tightness, or pain in the body. We can also observe how these sensations change over time and with different activities. By becoming more mindful of our bodies, we can begin to respond to them in a more compassionate way. For example, if we notice that our shoulders are tense when sitting at a desk for long periods of time, instead of ignoring it or trying to push through the discomfort, we could take a few moments to pause and focus on the sensation. We might even try some gentle stretching or breathing exercises that will help relax those muscles. By taking this approach, acknowledging physical sensations without judgment, we create an opportunity for self-care and healing. Over time, this practice helps us develop greater awareness of our bodies so that we may better understand what they need from us. Main idea number five. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our environment in a number of ways. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe the physical sensations that arise from being in different environments, such as temperature, sound, light levels, and smells. We can also become aware of how these environmental factors affect our thoughts and feelings. By becoming mindful of this connection between ourselves and our environment, we can begin to respond differently to it. Meditation is another way that we can increase awareness of our environment. When meditating, we focus on the present moment without judgment or attachment. This allows us to be open to whatever arises within us or around us without reacting automatically or impulsively. As a result, we are better able to recognize the impact that external stimuli have on our internal state. By cultivating mindfulness and meditation practices regularly, we develop an increased sensitivity towards both ourselves and our surroundings. This heightened awareness helps us make conscious choices about how best to interact with the world around us, whether it's taking time out for self-care when feeling overwhelmed by noise pollution or choosing not to engage with negative people who bring down your mood. Main idea number six. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our relationships in a number of ways. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact that our relationships have on our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. We can also use meditation as an opportunity to observe how we interact with others, noticing any patterns or habits that may be causing difficulty in our relationships. By becoming aware of these patterns, we can begin to make changes that will lead to healthier connections. In addition, mindfulness and meditation allow us to cultivate greater self-awareness so that we are better able to understand ourselves within the context of our relationships. This understanding helps us identify what is important for each individual relationship and allows us to communicate more effectively with those around us. Finally, by practicing mindfulness and meditation regularly, we can develop greater empathy towards others, which leads not only towards stronger interpersonal connections but also deeper insight into ourselves. Main idea number 7. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our behavior. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our behavior on ourselves and others, allowing us to respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming aware of how we think, feel, act, and react in different situations, we can begin to make conscious choices about how we want to behave. Meditation is an important part of this process as it helps us cultivate greater awareness by focusing on the present moment. When practicing meditation regularly, we are able to gain insight into our patterns of thinking and feeling that may be causing distress or difficulty in life. This understanding allows us to make changes that will lead towards healthier habits both mentally and physically. By combining mindfulness with meditation practices such as breathwork or body scans, we can develop a deeper level of self-awareness which leads towards greater clarity around what matters most in life. With this newfound clarity comes the ability to choose behaviors that align with our values rather than those driven by fear or anxiety. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and beliefs. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our thoughts on our feelings and respond in a mindful way that is compassionate towards ourselves. By becoming more aware of how we think, we can begin to identify patterns in our thinking that may be causing us distress or unhappiness. Meditation helps us to cultivate this awareness by allowing us to focus on one thing at a time, our breath, for example, and practice being present with whatever arises in the moment. This practice allows us to gain insight into how we react emotionally when faced with certain situations or experiences. With regular practice, it becomes easier for us to pause before reacting impulsively and instead choose responses that are more aligned with what is best for ourselves. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our emotions. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our emotions on our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming aware of how we feel in any given moment, we can better understand why certain situations may trigger strong emotional reactions within us. Meditation is also an effective tool for increasing awareness of our emotions. It helps us to focus on the present moment rather than ruminating over past events or worrying about future outcomes. This allows us to be more conscious of what is happening inside ourselves at any given time, including recognizing when negative emotions are arising so that we can take steps towards managing them effectively. By practicing mindfulness and meditation regularly, we can gain greater insight into ourselves as well as develop healthier ways of responding to difficult situations. With this increased self-awareness comes a greater capacity for understanding others' perspectives too, something which is essential for building meaningful relationships with those around us. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our values. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact that our values have on our thoughts and feelings. We can observe how they shape our reactions in different situations, and how they influence the decisions we make. By becoming more mindful of these influences, we can begin to respond in a way that is more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Meditation also helps us to become more aware of our values by allowing us to take time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. When we meditate, it gives us an opportunity to step back from all the noise around us so that we can focus on what really matters most, ourselves. This allows us to gain clarity about who we are as individuals, what drives us forward in life, and which values are important for guiding our actions. By becoming more conscious of these things through mindfulness and meditation practices, it enables us to live with greater intentionality, making choices based on what truly matters rather than being swayed by external pressures or expectations. In this way, mindfulness and meditation provide a powerful tool for helping people become better acquainted with their own personal set of core values. Main idea number 11. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our intentions. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact of our intentions on our thoughts and feelings, and respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming conscious of our intentions, we can begin to understand how they shape the way we think about ourselves and others. We can also start to identify patterns in our behavior that may be causing us distress or unhappiness. By being mindful of our intentions, we are better able to make decisions that align with what is important for us in life. We can choose actions that will bring greater peace into our lives rather than ones that lead to suffering or regret. Mindfulness helps us stay present with whatever arises within ourselves so that we don't get caught up in habitual reactions or judgments. Meditation is an excellent tool for cultivating awareness around intention as well. When meditating, it's helpful to focus on your breath as a reminder not only of your physical body but also your mental state, what you're thinking about at any given moment. This practice allows you to observe yourself without judgment, simply noticing what comes up without getting attached or trying too hard to control it. Through regular practice, mindfulness and meditation allow us access into deeper levels of understanding regarding why certain behaviors arise from within ourselves, and how those behaviors affect both ourselves and those around us. With this knowledge comes greater clarity when making decisions based on intention rather than impulse. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our habits. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our habits on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful way. By becoming aware of how we react to certain situations, we can begin to make conscious choices about how we want to act instead of simply reacting out of habit. Meditation is also an important tool for developing awareness. It helps us cultivate a sense of presence that allows us to be fully present with whatever arises in each moment. This practice enables us to gain insight into ourselves so that we may better understand why certain patterns keep repeating themselves in our lives. With this understanding comes the ability to choose different responses when faced with similar situations. By combining mindfulness and meditation practices, we are able to create space between ourselves and our habitual reactions so that new possibilities arise from within us. As these new possibilities emerge, it becomes easier for us to break free from old patterns that no longer serve us well. Main idea number 13. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our reactions. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our reactions on ourselves and others, allowing us to respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming aware of how we react in certain situations, we can begin to understand why we act the way that we do. This understanding allows us to make conscious choices about how best to respond in any given situation. Meditation is an important tool for developing this awareness as it helps us cultivate a sense of presence with ourselves and the world around us. When meditating, it's important not only to focus on your breath but also be open-minded enough to notice what arises within you, thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, without getting caught up in them or judging them as good or bad. With practice, this openness will allow you greater insight into yourself so that when faced with difficult situations you are better able to choose responses that are beneficial rather than harmful. Main idea number 14. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our triggers. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our triggers on our emotions and respond in a way that is mindful and compassionate. By becoming more aware of how we react to certain situations, we can begin to identify patterns in our behavior that may be causing us distress. Meditation also helps us cultivate an attitude of non-judgmental acceptance towards ourselves. When we practice being present with whatever arises within us, whether it's fear, anger, sadness, or joy, we create space for understanding why these reactions occur in the first place. This allows us to make conscious choices about how we want to respond instead of reacting out of habit. By developing greater awareness through mindfulness and meditation practices, we are better able to recognize when a trigger has been activated so that we can choose how best to respond rather than simply reacting automatically out of habit or conditioning. Main idea number 15. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our patterns. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our patterns on how we think and feel, as well as how they affect our behavior. By becoming more mindful of these patterns, we can begin to respond in a more compassionate way. By recognizing the influence that our patterns have on us, we are better able to make conscious choices about how we want to act in any given situation. This allows us to be less reactive and instead take a moment before responding so that we may choose an action that is most beneficial for ourselves and those around us. In addition, by being mindful of our own thought processes, it becomes easier for us to identify when certain behaviors or habits no longer serve us positively. With this awareness comes the opportunity for change. Allowing ourselves space from habitual reactions gives room for new perspectives which may lead towards healthier outcomes. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our stories. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment. We can recognize the impact of our stories on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to them in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming aware of how these stories shape our experience, we can begin to make conscious choices about how we want to think, feel, and act. Meditation is an important tool for developing this awareness. It helps us cultivate a sense of presence that allows us to be with whatever arises in the moment, including any stories that come up, without getting caught up in them or reacting automatically. This practice gives us space from which we can choose how best to respond. By cultivating mindfulness through meditation, we gain insight into the power of our own narratives. We become better able to identify when they are helpful or unhelpful, when they serve as sources of strength or weakness, when they lead us towards growth or stagnation, when they bring joy or suffering. Main idea number 17. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our inner critic. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact of our inner critic on our thoughts and feelings, and respond to it in a more mindful and compassionate way. Mindfulness allows us to observe our inner critic without judgment or criticism, allowing us to gain insight into its motivations and intentions. We can then use this understanding as a tool for self-reflection, helping us identify patterns that may be contributing to negative thought processes. Meditation is also an effective tool for becoming more aware of our inner critic. By focusing on the breath during meditation practice, we can begin to notice when the voice of the inner critic arises within ourselves. This awareness gives us an opportunity to pause before reacting impulsively or engaging with unhelpful thinking patterns. With regular practice, we can develop greater clarity around how these patterns are impacting our lives. By cultivating mindfulness and meditation practices that focus on recognizing the presence of our inner critics, we open up space for self-compassionate responses rather than knee-jerk reactions based in fear or anger. In doing so, we create opportunities for growth by learning from past experiences instead of being held back by them. Main idea number 18. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our inner wisdom. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact of our thoughts and feelings on our lives, as well as how they are connected to each other. By becoming more mindful of these connections, we can begin to understand how our inner wisdom is influencing us in both positive and negative ways. Meditation helps us cultivate a deeper awareness of ourselves by allowing us to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment. This practice allows us to gain insight into the patterns that shape our behavior and reactions so that we may respond with greater clarity and understanding. As we become more aware of the power of our inner wisdom, it becomes easier for us to make decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than simply reacting out of habit. By learning how to be mindful and meditate regularly, we can develop an appreciation for the guidance provided by our inner wisdom. We will be better equipped with tools such as self-compassion, patience, acceptance, non-judgmental observation skills, which will enable us to live life from a place of greater peace and contentment. Main idea number 19. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our spiritual connection. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the subtle influences that our spiritual connection has on our thoughts and feelings. We can observe how these influences shape our reactions in different situations, and begin to respond with greater awareness and compassion. By becoming mindful of this spiritual connection, we can start to understand how it affects us both positively and negatively. We may find ourselves feeling more connected with others or even a higher power when we are able to recognize the impact of this connection on our lives. This understanding allows us to be more compassionate towards ourselves as well as those around us. Meditation is also an important tool for deepening this awareness of our spiritual connection. By taking time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, we can focus on connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether that's nature, a higher power, or simply being present in the moment. As we practice meditating regularly, we will gradually become better at recognizing when these connections are influencing us so that we can respond accordingly. Main idea number 20. Mindfulness and meditation can help us to become more aware of our purpose. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize the impact of our purpose on our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to respond in a more mindful and compassionate way. By becoming aware of how our purpose affects us, we can begin to make conscious choices about how we want to live out that purpose. We can also use this awareness as an opportunity for self-reflection, helping us gain insight into what truly matters most in life. Meditation is another powerful tool for deepening our understanding of ourselves and our purpose. When meditating, we are able to quiet the mind and focus on the present moment without judgment or expectation. This allows us to observe ourselves objectively from a place of non-judgmental acceptance. As we practice this type of meditation regularly, it becomes easier for us to identify patterns in thought processes that may be hindering or limiting our ability to fulfill our true potential. By combining mindfulness with meditation practices such as breathwork or visualization techniques, we create an environment where it is possible for deeper levels of understanding about ourselves and what drives us forward in life emerge naturally over time. With regular practice, these insights will lead towards greater clarity around one's own personal sense of meaning and direction. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.